This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off hour number two of Free Talk Live. We are a live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Angie.
And Bonnie.
On March 16th of 2021, terrorists, calling themselves government agencies, conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DiMazzo, the homes of Renee and Andy Spinella, and the home of Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. We call these people the Crypto Six. They were then held hostage. Four of them were released. Ian Freeman was held for approximately 69 days. And the person named Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, remains in custody. What can you do to help? Well, the first thing you do is go to thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information there. There's links to several things. There's a video up there. And there's also multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because the charges these people face are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal firepower and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. All right, we've been talking about this robot called Moxie. And apparently Moxie sort of disguises itself as an educational robot, but it's really a parental replacement robot. It's my opinion that parents already don't parent their kids enough.
Parents don't want to parent.
In general, correct. And so, you know, they sit them in front of the TV, or they give them a phone with a bunch of games on it, or a video game system, or all of the above. And what is this going to do? What is this going to add to it? Will this robot also play video games with your kid?
I don't know. That's a good question. Can you program it to play video games?
Well,
it doesn't have thumbs.
Before there was even tablets and everything, parents were already passing on the responsibility of education to public schools.
Right.
And when I was a little kid, I was homeschooled kindergarten to third grade. Then I did third grade again in public school. And there was one other kid in my class who was also homeschooled his whole life until that year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the two, like, geniuses. The teacher was always saying we were the smartest. Everybody was always like, Bonnie and Jason, they're so smart. And I was always thinking to myself, like, is it because we were the only homeschooled ones?
That's exactly what it was. I remember in high school when I went to ninth grade, there was like four homeschool kids that came into the school that had not been to any public school.
Yeah.
And they were wicked smart. And like, they're really doing well in life. I connect with them on Facebook and we're friends. And I can't imagine what they would have done had they not come to a public school, because they were held back because they knew everything that the teachers were teaching and they were just bored.
I don't actually think I'm a genius. It was just, that's how they were acting. They're, you know?
No, I got that a lot growing up, because I was the only one in my family, that my extended family even, that could figure out how to keep the VCR from flashing 12.
My dad always was like, you're going to be able to do some kind of job with computers when you grew up. Because, yeah, I could, like, next install.
Yeah.
Like,
all I did was, I was like, where's the box that this came in? Oh, it's in the garage. Okay, and you go to the garage and you open the box, and inside the box,
there's instructions.
It's this thing called a manual. And if you just read it and followed the steps, you would also be a genius.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to do that, especially if you are a male.
There's a phrase in the telephony industry as well as the computer industry overall. It's called RTFM. It's an acronym, obviously.
Yeah.
It stands, there's a book that's actually called Telephony Definitions, and it lists RTFM, and it says, read the fantastic manual. And in the definition it says, although the word fantastic is generally substituted with a different word.
Yes, yes.
So that's the actual definition. Read the fantastic manual.
I love it.
Yeah. So you too can be a genius if you just read the fantastic manual.
Hey, YouTube has fixed a lot of weed whackers and lawnmowers at my house.
YouTube, I don't like now. I liked it back before it was purchased by the entity that now owns it. It rhymes with Oogle. But even in the state that YouTube is currently in, and I don't mean the state as in, like, you know, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the current ownership and how it's sort of leading cancel culture and deplatforming people and all that fun stuff. Even in its current status, YouTube has, I mean, all of the information that you would want to teach children in K-12.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Yep.
Science, math, home economics, shop class, mechanics, right? All things computers. You want to get your child involved in IT early on? YouTube's got videos on how to do it and how to educate. And so, in my mind, the advent of not only just YouTube, but the internet, because if there's anything you want to find out, particularly that's contained within a syllabus for a public school, you can find that information on the internet. Right? So the internet, and largely YouTube, has made public schooling obsolete.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that if you're online and you're trying to figure something out, then you start going down the rabbit hole somewhere. There's an advertisement, or there's a link, and you click on something else, and then you're like, oh, wait, and then you click on something else. And so you're 2 hours into clicks before you're like, wait, what was I doing? What was I trying to figure out?
What have you learned in that time?
Nothing, because it's garbage that you're clicking on.
You've learned a whole bunch of stuff.
I never make it to exactly what I want quickly, because I'm like, oh, squirrel. And there I go.
I feel it's kind of the same way, because Ian can just like be like, well, let's find out. And use Google, and I'm just like, if I touch my phone, I'm going to end up on Instagram.
It's a trap.
Your Google foo is very weak.
Google foo?
Google foo. That's like kung fu?
Yeah.
Except,
Google foo.
Google foo is pretty weak, I guess.
Yeah. The secrets are keywords, right? So what is the thing you're trying to look up?
Oh, I know how to Google things.
Right.
I mean, thanks for the instructions, Captain.
Yeah, I got you. I'm here to mansplain for you.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Can't mansplain on She Talk Live.
That's great.
How to Google.
Let's write that one down, mansplain.
Hey, what were you saying?
I don't remember.
Oh, did I interrupt you?
Yeah, I know. Nice. My thought escaped me.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Would you mind stepping out of your train of thought? You were wandering all over the avenue of consideration.
Thanks for bringing me back, dude.
Can I see your degree, please?
No, you're a man.
Take it out of the frame. All right, so children don't need to be able to talk about their day without fear of judgment. They need to learn how to make proper judgments. Talking about Moxie again, this article is. They need to be instructed when something they did was wrong, when they need to stand up for themselves, and how they can better handle situations going forward. That is not something that a robot can do, and even if it could, it's not the purview of technology companies to teach our children how to handle such situations. People reach adulthood and maturity by learning from others and learning from their own mistakes. If kids cannot engage with their parents, they will not grow into the functioning adults that society needs. While much has been made of the problems of helicopter parents, Moxie is a step too far in the opposite direction. Not so much a step, in fact, as the experience of hitting the accelerator instead of the brake at a crucial time. Moxie's team boasts of being composed of experts, including engineers, roboticists, neuroscientists, child development specialists, and creative storytellers. Mad scientists, all of them, according to this article. I mean, it does seem like, it's almost like you're putting Frankenstein, you know.
I don't know. If Moxie's not going to call my kid an a-hole when he's being an a-hole, it's not going to work.
Do children need to be called a-holes?
You know what? Sometimes they do if they're being that way.
I can't really disagree with you, although I might not choose that particular verbiage. I might choose some other thing that means the same thing.
But when you're around my kids that much, you might.
You consider your kids free range, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yes.
That's why I love them. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, tune in 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not in the Eastern time zone, well, do some math.
I used to think that, and I think I've said it on the air before, but before I ever met you guys and I would listen to the show, I used to think that Ian recorded that, yeah, and the ha-ha, because it kind of sounds like him, and it still sounds like him to me.
Nice.
But no, it's not him.
Nice. You're in a record, and you don't even know it.
No, they just copied his voice.
Oh, I see. Maybe they sampled him and then put it in their record.
They sampled Free Talk Live.
I mean, it's been around long enough. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for pointing that out, Bonnie. I don't think I've mentioned that since we've come back. Have I?
Yeah. No, I don't know. No, you haven't. I was reading the comment, when a dumb woman can't understand something and a man tells her, they always say mansplain.
Oh, that's so what it means.
I couldn't help it. I just thought, wait, when a dumb woman. I was like, I have to read that.
Yeah. I've been trying to like read some of these on the air. Like some of them you just can't.
They just always call me clueless and dumb. Well, I don't know about in that particular one, but in comments I've seen on like Twitter and stuff, like, she's only on there because she's
apparently, somebody says she has the best boyfriend in the world, referring to you, Bonnie.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I saw one said, oh my God, Ian is so handsome.
Ian is so handsome. I cut his hair, but I did a really bad job.
And it says, now I see why Aria isn't here. Lame. Okay, well, you're welcome to your opinion.
They either love or hate Aria on there. A lot of them really love her.
Thank you for that's an advertisement. Yeah, I think you guys got the gist of it.
Yes, okay.
You may have skills in Google Foo, but have you mastered the art of Taekwon Duck Duck Go?
That was great.
Yes, actually. Although, every now and again, because Duck Duck Go works slightly differently.
It does.
I have to refer back to the one that shall not be named.
Me too.
The search engine of most popularity.
Because I'm just used to it.
Maybe I'm not good with keywords on Duck Duck Go.
I have not yet mastered the art of Taekwon Duck Duck Go. It is true.
Yeah, back before Google was the number one biggest one, my parents would always have the home page on our desktops that's Yahoo or something. And
Yahoo.
I'd always switch it to Google. I'd be like, this is the best one. And turns out it's the best one. So.
Yeah.
Spies on you.
I'm older than Google.
I think I'm older than Google.
So before Google. There were interesting named search engines like Ask Jeeves.
I remember that.
I remember that.
Oh, that tells our age.
Yes.
I'm 29.
GeoCities was another one.
I don't know that one.
You're 29?
Yeah, I'm 29 and holding.
Captain just turned 29 today.
Happy birthday! Woo! Yes, should we sing to him?
No, please don't.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Captain. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! I wanted that kind of treatment. I'd have gone to Applebee's.
Encore.
I specifically avoid going to chain restaurants on my birthday because the last thing I want is for them to do that.
The next time we go to a restaurant with Captain, I don't care if it's his birthday or not.
You're just
going to
tell him.
Look, it's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
Well, we did skip that today, so.
Thanks, Angie.
Well,
you're welcome.
We're going to switch topics here because, well, I think you all have heard enough about the parental robots to make up your mind about whether or not you...
I'm ordering a few.
This one struck me as funny, odd, funny strange, funny haha, probably a little of both. This is from mlive.com. Flint's Old Police Academy, I believe Michigan, Flint's Old Police Academy sold for marijuana grow facility. Despite objections.
Flint's old what?
Police Academy. Sold for marijuana grow facility. Yeah.
And it's Flint, Michigan?
I believe so. Hmm. Flint, Michigan. Yep, that says so right here. Hmm. Flint, Michigan. The city has agreed to sell its shuttered Flint Police Training Academy for $500,000 to a company that plans to convert it into a commercial marijuana grow facility.
I absolutely love that.
You'll love this, too.
Well, taunted.
A divided Flint City Council approved the sale of 3420 St. John Street.
Oh, my God.
That's right. 3420 St. John Street in a 5-4 vote. Monday, May 25th, despite protests that the property, which is zoned to allow a grow operation, wasn't properly advertised for sale, a claim the city's Department of Planning and Development denied. Now, we know that city governments, state governments, frequently don't advertise their properties for sale properly because they want to make sure that their buddies, the people who contribute to their campaign mm-hmm. funds, get first dibs on buying these properties.
So of course.
I have no problem with the sale. None.
I think it's great.
I have a problem with it. It's haunted. You can't sell, or you can't grow marijuana there. You're going to be growing haunted marijuana.
You think it'll have the smell of pig on it?
Yeah, it's going to smell like, like bacon. Bacon.
Wonder if it'll taste like bacon. Smelling.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, if somebody were smoking a bacon marijuana cigarette.
There's bacon, and then there's coffee, and there's donut flavor.
They would all
right?
sell, too. They'd sell really well.
I think I would probably buy a house on an old Indian burial ground before I bought an old police station to live in, so...
Yeah, because at least the Native Americans would have been more in tune with nature and life and philosophy and things of that nature, more, you know.
They just were more civilized.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you guys know that police are paid by money which is first stolen or extorted from everybody else. And in that respect, they already live off the public dime.
Right.
Why on earth do people give them free coffee and donuts?
Because they want them to like them. They want to think that they're doing something noble, credible.
Like if it were a straight up mafia situation, right? Where Anthony and Guido came into your neighborhood store and were like, "Hey, you got to pay the tax." Right? And so you did.
Taxation
and,
is
and
bad.
They were like, you know, because we're going to protect you, right? And you were like, okay. When they come back, does the store owner offer them free coffee and donuts?
Well, they get whatever they want because that's what they do. They take it.
Right, but they take it. The cops aren't walking into, like, the regular convenience store and just taking donuts and coffee. They're offered them by the purveyors of the convenience store.
For free. Here, you can have this donut because I want to, I don't know. Because they think that they're doing something good. They've been brainwashed into thinking that these people are protecting and serving them and that they're making things better. And so they feel that if they give them coffee and they give them donuts, that they're going to be helping the people that are helping them. They have no idea that this is an organized crime, you know, a mafia situation, and that these people are just taking from them and stealing their money.
Because they went to public school and they can't think critically about what's happening to them.
That.
Organized gang.
Yes, indeed. We're getting to the heart of it. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of Homeland Security says they're on the verge of eliminating a Trump-era rule that has been used to quickly deport most illegal immigrants.
We will no longer rely upon Title 42 when there is no longer a public health imperative basis to do so.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling Congress they're in contact with the CDC and will end the use of Title IX when health leaders say it's safe to do so. A new Fox News poll of just over 1,000 registered voters shows 57% of those disapprove of President Biden's job performance on immigration. The CDC is agreeing with Royal Caribbean's request to begin test voyages in United States waters next month. It's the first time since voyages were stopped in their tracks last year by the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the economic policies of President Biden and congressional Democrats.
Democrats had already dreamt up a massive, record-shattering Washington spending spree. Liberals saw the crisis as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor saying Democrats are running up the nation's credit card bill. Amazon is involved in another mega media deal.
E-commerce giant Amazon announced Wednesday it has purchased MGM Studios for $8.45 billion. Once one of Hollywood's top dogs, MGM Studios has fallen on hard times since the beginning of the century. MGM is currently owned privately and counts a number of hedge funds as its owners. It's Amazon's biggest acquisition since it bought Whole Foods for $13.7 billion in 2017. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Made me remember I miss your guitar playing.
I miss my guitar playing.
Yep.
It's been far too long since I did anything musical, really.
Can you play, well, this is probably a dumb question. Do you like to play acoustic guitar?
Nope.
Well, can you?
Nope. I can kind of play an acoustic guitar, but I that was not how I learned. I learned on electric.
Hmm.
And so I gravitate towards electric.
Well,
I'm much better at electric guitar than I am at acoustic guitar by orders of magnitude.
The reason I said this is probably a dumb question was I assume that you play them the same way.
There are no dumb questions, only dumb answers and dumb asses. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what the heck you're listening to. We are a live call-in radio talk program. Broadcast nationwide on hundreds of radio stations, the internet globally, and a couple of satellite stations. If you want to get your voice on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind, you can dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Angie.
And Bonnie.
So, we've moved on to this subject where a building in Flint, Michigan, that used to be an old police academy, was sold for $500,000 to somebody who's going to turn it into a marijuana grow facility commercially. And I think that's great. In fact, you know, they talk about defund the police and all that kind of thing. They should just turn all of the police stations into commercial marijuana growth facilities.
I love that idea.
That will bring far more peace to the world, I think. than police do, in my opinion. No?
I think it's a good idea.
Bonnie?
I don't know that they would let us, though.
I think it would have a lot more people being creative,
like
making music.
Imagine if in Minneapolis, when they burned the police station, right? Imagine if instead of burning it, they broke into it, took everything out, and turned it into a commercial marijuana grow up.
They could burn it and then erect a new building so that way it's less haunted.
Okay. But then they could, you know, grow the marijuana, which they would probably roll into marijuana cigarettes and then burn those.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, like sage. They could sage the place out. Oh, you know what? I bet that's what they're doing in the Flint one.
Perhaps they are. This was absolutely fair and open bidding, and $500,000 can do a lot for our city's general fund, Council President Kate Fields said. Fields, Santonio Guerrera, Herbert Winfrey, Alan Grigg, a bunch of people, all voted against the sale. But after the vote, Mays asked city attorneys for a legal opinion about whether the sale to Evergrow LLC followed the proper procedures for the disposal of city-owned property. That's how they refer to getting rid of property that the city owns, disposal.
The disposal service comes and...
Yeah, like it's waste. They're like, oh, we don't need this anymore. We'll just throw it out. I just ain't cool with this process, he said, questioning why the sale wasn't handled by the city's purchasing department and why it wasn't advertised more broadly than the city's website. Winfrey Carter also questioned the sale, saying the city should have listed the property for sale more than 7 days and on multiple platforms. There has been some backdoor deals made, she alleged Monday. Flint.
There are always backdoor deals made when it comes to the government.
Yeah, dear Flint, why don't you take the $500,000 and fix your water? How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Put it towards fixing the water. But I'm not bitter.
They handle everything else so well. Let's leave it to the government to handle this sale.
Right. Well, and like, if I intend to list something for sale on multiple platforms online, but by the time I only list on one, if somebody calls and says I want to buy it, I'm going to sell it to them because now I don't have to waste my time listing it on multiple platforms.
Yeah, and if it went under contract, there's no reason to list it and pay to have it put anywhere else.
Right. The Department of Planning and Development officials have said they were approached by Evergrow to buy the 4.4-acre parcel, listed the property for sale in 7 days, received two bids. $500,000 from Evergrow and $20,000 from another group represented by Flint attorney Brenda Williams. So the city attorney knew that it was for sale and found a potential buyer who offered a minuscule amount of money compared to the marijuana grow operation.
I'd be curious to know who the $20,000 bid came from.
Yeah, it sounds like they were like, oh, this is the city. I can pay very, very little for this building, and they're going to give it to me.
If the sale of the property is completed, Evergrow will also need a state license to grow the marijuana, Flint Planning Commission approval for a site plan, and they must have its building plans approved by the city. It would also be required to file for all needed permits, pay fees, pass inspections, and receive a certificate of occupancy, city officials have said. Now, let's just break that down for a minute. They're going to need a state license, right?
Is it legal in Michigan?
If you have a state license.
No. Is marijuana legal in Michigan?
At least medical.
Okay.
Is it?
It is. Okay.
Ian says it is legal. So recreational apparently is legal in Michigan. So you're going to need a state license. So that's cash. You're going to need approval for the site plan. That's going to cost you some money. You're going to have to have your building plans approved by the city. That's going to cost you money or time or both. It's going to be required to file for all needed permits. Doesn't say how many permits they'll need. It just says all needed permits. That's going to cost money. Pay fees, more money. Pass inspections, more money. And receive a certificate of occupancy, more money.
Sounds efficient.
Frank Salaku, the managing partner for Evergrow, has said he's interested in starting construction at the property as soon as possible and intends the overwhelming majority of 15 to 20 employees there to be hired from Flint. Williams said she represents a client who made the $20,000 bid, the lower bid, after expressing interest in purchasing it from the city several years ago. At the time, she said, city officials indicated they could not sell the property without listing it for sale. Well,
so it sounds like she's been trying to do a backdoor thing this whole time.
For
and
several
is
years.
She the one complaining that somebody else got it? What the heck?
Yeah. She didn't get it for $20,000. She's complaining that somebody bought it for $500,000.
They only paid $480,000 more.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they did list it. So she's saying.
For 7 days.
Yeah. You know, so.
And they got their bid in.
And they did get their bid in.
This is so stupid. This is what statists, like, believe in, that they should have some kind of privilege to do things just because no reason.
Yes, the stupid, it burns. Williams said her client was also interested in establishing a marijuana grow facility at the property, adding the property would have been the first marijuana facility of a substantial nature to be owned by a local person of color in the city of Flint. So now it's racist.
Wow.
Not only did she not get it for $20,000 and somebody else gave $480,000 more, but now it's, you know, it's racist.
You know what? They picked that $500,000 bid because the guy was white. I'm certain of it.
I mean, why else? I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
We're being sarcastic, listeners.
I hope they know that.
There's no emoji for sarcasm on the radio. You have to either sound it
or not.
We could
hold up a picture.
Yeah, it still doesn't translate to those who are just listening. Michigan, like other states, has struggled to incorporate black and brown entrepreneurs into its recreational market since it kicked off in December 2019, nor in the medical market, which started in 2016. Okay, so they did have medical at first, and then recreational started in 2019. Based on a December survey conducted by the State Marijuana Regulatory Agency, or, you know, there's not a good acronym there. About 3.8% of existing licensed recreational cannabis businesses have a black ownership stake, and 1.5% have Hispanic ownership. Okay, so, yeah, they're turning this into a racist somehow for somebody to outbid another person for a property. 603-283-6160. Is purchasing property, is the race of somebody important when making the bid, particularly on city property? Give us a call. Let us know.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to get your voice on the radio, dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Angie.
And Bonnie.
And I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information that is neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer any excuse to be ignorant of this insanely important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, please check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get all the latest headlines of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right. So we know that they're going to grow some weed at a former police academy building property, 4.4 acres. Did you know that U.S. cops, speaking of training facilities, that United States cops train far less and kill far more than all other developed countries?
I am not surprised.
Nope.
I'm not either, but I think that this is probably a fact that the general public is not aware of.
I wonder what the difference is. How long do they train?
I don't know. The article starts out, this is from the Free Thought Project, by the way, by Matt Agaris. Ever wonder why cops yell, quit resisting, as they beat a person who's not actually resisting? Or why they shoot people who pose no threat? Maybe the answer is right in front of us. Many folks who are given authorization to use deadly force and authority to kidnap and cage citizens aren't the sharpest tools in the shed. One would think that giving someone so much authority should come with testing their intelligence for competence. However, one would be wrong, and we'll talk more about this in just a bit. But first, we have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing? It tickled me when I found out that this was a ex-police grounds. Would you say it was a training center?
Police academy.
It was an academy. Oh, yeah, where they trained the minds full of dead mush.
Exactly.
All right. I think that the low bidder on this property in Flint was maybe a cousin of old Gretchen the Great, our governor here. I think his name was probably Joe. Joe Obidden.
Joe Obidden? Joe Underbidden, maybe. Joe Underbidden.
Oh, my God.
Joe Lowbidden.
Yeah, well, Joe Pipeline, Joe Smoking, Joe.
One of those shows.
I called you a couple years ago when they first legalized pot here in Michigan from Grandpa's greenhouse. It was actually a good day. But things have gone to hell in a handbasket since then, as we all know. Here, I'm gonna give you guys another tickle. Okay, alcohol consumption has gone up 500%, according to the FDA or whoever keeps track of such things.
Mm-hmm.
Since the COVID, right?
Isn't that the Bureau of Alcohol, no. Tobacco, and Firearms that should keep that stat?
Probably, but they've got enough to do. They don't know where their pistol is.
All right, 500%, go on.
So anyway, I've known a lot of alcoholics over the years, and the breakfast of champions for an alcoholic is a good Bloody Mary. Now, you know where that name came from?
No.
Old Mary, Queen of Scots. Bloody Mary.
I don't know who that is.
I've summoned her.
Well,
in the mirror.
Do a little research. She was back in about 1500. She killed many, many people just after Scotland got southern England.
And then she
would be bequeathed by the kings because they got tired of the Vikings raiding them.
What did
so they
kill
gave Scotland to the Vikings, and then they just Scotland didn't have nobody to pick on, so they decided to go pick on Ireland because we were right across the canal there.
So how did the drink become named after her?
Well, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. I'm just putting two and two. I'm just putting two and two together.
Its real name in southern states is a michelada. Probably
a michelada.
Wrong, yeah.
What is
they put a hot twist in it down there though.
Bloody Mary, it's tomato juice, horseradish, Worcestershire, however you want to pronounce it. It's the worst Chestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, Worcestershire sauce.
Celery.
Worcester sauce?
Worcestershire.
Yeah,
and then vodka, lots of vodka and ice.
Yes, like about a third vodka at least.
And then it'll be garnished with like a stick of celery or a pickled asparagus, which
so
is
we
my
could
favorite.
Do vodka and tomato soup, we'd have a Bloody Mary.
Well, the best one I ever had was in a bar on the side of Houghton Lake, and it had a dill pickle and a stick of celery, and they whacked it with a good hit of Tabasco, and I think they used V8 instead of Mater juice.
Right. Actually sounds kind of good.
Yeah, if you use tomato juice, you have to add the horseradish and the...
Worcestershire.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Major Payne.
I can tell you one thing, Major Payne. Captain and I's alcohol consumption is about to go up 500% after the show
because it's his birthday.
Woohoo!
I'm going to need every drop. Bloody Mary, Mary of England, 1516 to 1558, Queen of England and Ireland, so-called because of her execution of numerous Protestants. Let's see, where's Bloody Mary the drink? Bloody Mary music, people, television.
I wonder if the people she killed are mostly men.
That'd be cool.
Right? I mean, that's the first thing that came to mind.
Five.
I was like, well.
We need her on here.
We can have Bloody Marys.
Bloody Mary was invented in the 1920s or 1930s.
Invented? Oh, the...
Because it took them a decade to figure out who made it, apparently. There are various theories as to the origin of the drink and its name. It has many variants, most notably the Red Snapper, also called the Bloody Margaret, the Virgin Mary, which is a Bloody Mary with no booze, the Caesar, I don't remember what the difference is there, and the Micheladia.
Yeah, that was the one you said.
Yeah,
but
it's
Michelada, that's how I say it, I think, but I actually realized it's totally different when you guys said the ingredients to a Bloody Mary, because a Michelada is clam juice, tomato juice, and a beer, and like, tahine and lime. Totally different.
All right. Well, let's circle back to how poorly trained cops are. Because, well, you'll need a drink after you hear all of this. One would think giving someone so much authority should come with testing for intelligence and competence. However, one would be wrong. In an analysis conducted by TFTP in 2014, we found that hairstylists in nearly every state are required to have significantly more training than men and women who are given a badge and a gun and sent out into our neighborhoods. Below are just a few examples. New York has one of the lowest requirements in order to become a licensed cosmetologist. However, it's still 36% more required training than a cop must undergo, coming in at 1,000 hours.
That must be why women are prettier in the South. They need less training for cosmetology school up here.
That's funny.
Interesting. I didn't quite get that until you explained it. Thank you for... Wait, is that girlsplaining?
Oh, yeah, I was girlsplaining.
Woman-splaining?
I was woman-splaining to you.
Yes, thank you. Speaking of the South, North Carolina police...
Ooh, that's where I'm from.
Well, maybe you should read this then. North Carolina police must complete...
North Carolina police must complete the basic law enforcement training curriculum, which consists of a mere 620 hours.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
I need you to do some voiceovers.
I'm down. Let's do it.
The average North Carolina hairstylist is required to complete 2.4 times more training at 1,500 hours, and they will never be tasked with serving a no-knock warrant or shaking down potential drug dealers.
But they know how.
I was literally right. Like, I seriously got to the bottom of it. Southern women are more pretty.
It's like you're psychic.
I'm psychic.
Psychic Bonnie.
I say it all the time.
Psycho, psychic, whatever.
Psychic sidekick?
Ooh, I like that.
In Chicago, Illinois, the boys in blue have one of the highest requirements for hours completed to become a cop, and it comes in at 1,000 hours. This all sounds like the same. Illinois hairdressers are still required to complete 500 more hours than police. New Mexico, whose track record over the last several years has sparked a special investigation by the Justice Department, ironically lowered their required amount of training to be a police officer in 2014. The state mandate for basic police training was slashed by more than 25% from 22 weeks to 16 weeks to total 650 hours.
You're struggling.
Hour number three of Free Talk Live is next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.